This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Hey, evil ones, welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and I am back with another midweek show. Hope everyone's good so far this week. We've just been working on the haunt, trying to get it done. Still got a little bit to do. We're hoping to get most of it done this weekend, though. So, if you're in the North Texas area, if you want to come work the haunt, be an actor at the haunt, send us an email or message me on Facebook or something. We need a few more actors. So, all right, the band that came up on my Apple today and the band I'm going to be talking about is the band Annihilator, formed in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, by Jeff Waters in 1984, and he said he named the band after the tank that Eddie Murphy's character rode on in the 1984 film Best Defense. To tell you the truth, I don't even remember that movie, or don't even know if I've even seen it. Now, this band, they have went through many lineup changes over the years. There's probably been 30 people in this band, with guitarist Jeff Waters being the only remaining original member of the band. They have a total of 17 studio albums out, the last one coming out in 2020, but I believe they're in the studio actually working on a new album they're going to release at the beginning of the year of 2024. Okay, the album I'm going to be talking tonight by Annihilator is their debut album, Alice in Hell. It was recorded in the winter of 1988 at Live West Productions Fiasco Brothers Studios in New Westminster, Canada. Released on April 17th, 1989. Genre is thrash metal, speed metal. Length of the album is 37 minutes, 27 seconds. Label is Roadrunner. It was produced by Jeff Waters, and he also played lead guitar, rhythm guitar, classical guitar, bass guitar, backing vocals, and mixing also. So he basically did this whole album himself. The rest of the band, Randy Rampage on lead vocals, Ray Hartman on drums, and Randy Rampage, he was with the band DOA. They're like a hardcore punk band from Canada. Also credited on the album, but they were actually only hired guns for the tour. Anthony Brian Greenham on rhythm guitar and Wayne Darley on bass guitar. Album was engineered by Paul Blake and Frank D'Onofrio. Photography, Victor Desco. Remastered, because there's a couple of remasters that was done on this. I'll get to that in a little bit here. Len Rooney did the logo and the cover art, which I will put that in the show notes so you can check it out. Now, like I said, the album was re-released, remastered twice, first in 1998, and it had three demo tracks as bonus tracks, which I will go over when I do the track list. Then it was re-released again on September 9th, 2003, in a 2-disc compilation package along with their second album, Never Never Land, and it was entitled Two from the Vault. Now, there really isn't any chart info on this album, but out of their 17 albums that they've released, they've sold over 3 million copies worldwide, although most of them were in Europe and Japan. So, do have some accolades, though. In 2014, Loudwire ranked the album the 9th best thrash album not released by the Big Four. And actually, the band is actually considered one of the Canadian Big Four of thrash metal bands. So, in 2015, VH1 listed the album as one of the greatest thrash debuts ever. 2017, Loudwire also listed the album as the 30th best thrash album of all time. 2020, Revolver placed it on their list of 10 criminally underrated 80s thrash albums. And the same year, Loudwire included the album on their list of the best debut thrash albums of all time. All right, let's go over the track list here. Track one, we got Crystal Anne, which is an instrumental. Track two, Alice in Hell, which is spelled A-L-I-S-O-N, Hell, instead of like Alice in Wonderland. Track three, we got W-T-Y-D, Welcome to Your Death. Track four, Wicked Mystic. Track 5, Burns Like a Buzzsaw Blade. Say that 10 times real fast. Track 6, Word Salad. Track 7, Schizos Are Never Alone, Parts 1 and 2. Track 8, Legia. And track 9, Human Insecticide. And then in the 1998 and 2003 re-release, got track 10, Power Drain, which was a demo that didn't make it on the record. And track 11, Schizos Are Never Alone, Parts 1 and 2, the demo version. And track 12, Ligia, the demo version. And that is the track list for Annihilator, Alice in Hell. Now, to promote the album, they supported the British thrash band Onslaught in Europe and Japan on their In Search of Sanity tour, and they came back to the U.S. and supported Testament along with the band Wrathchild America in the U.S. and Canada on the Practice What You Preach tour. And after they got done with the tour in December of 89, Randy Rampage left the band. And then they went in the studio and started on their second album right away. But Randy Rampage would later join them like 10 years later. I think he did another album with them. And he actually left the band so he could retain his seniority at a job he had on the shipping docks in North Vancouver, Canada. That's crazy. He'd rather work on the shipping docks than being a thrash metal band. I guess to each his own. I remember when this album came out, I was living in Southern California, and they used to play this all the time on KNAC. And I actually had bought the cassette of this, I believe. Cassette or album, one of the two. But, yeah, this album, very well-produced album for a debut album, for sure. He did a really good job on this. Sounds good. And it's a very, very underrated album and band. It's probably been 5 or 6 years since I've listened to this album all the way through until today. So, it still holds up. Like I said, it's very well produced. And I quite enjoy it. I highly recommend. And with that being said, I'm going to give it 4 devil horns. It's definitely worth 4 for sure. Alright, well, that's all I got for Annihilator, Alice in Hell. Like I said, highly recommend it. Check it out. I'm going to play some snippets here at the end. You want to listen to it, so check them out. And check us out on all them social medias. Hit and like that subscribe button on the YouTube for sure. We appreciate it. We've gained like 20 new subscribers in like the last week. So thank you very much for everybody who subscribed for sure. Like I said, we need actors at the haunt. If you're in North Texas, want to try your hand at haunt acting, let us know. Either send us an email at evilneverdiespod@gmail.com, or if you're friends with me on any of the social medias, message me or Carl. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Sunday, I believe, we're doing The Wolfman from 1941. We're going to try to do a few different Universal movie monsters for the month of October. So, all right, everybody, thanks again for watching, listening, and we will talk to you later. And stay evil, everybody.
Even in the holiest, the curious can be found. What a momentous, dangerous effort you is but bound. Moral codes broken. What's the sickness within the burning emotion of hatred?
We are the mystery. Screams of love in the air tonight, and it burns like a bazaar blade.